This is Jason Eaton with Radio On The Go Sports, being joined by the head coach of the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, Michael Rodding. Coach, today, girls finished 7th, the boys finished 10th. PR today, though, for Finley Hoverston. Just your initial thoughts on the race for your teams as a whole.
Obviously, we were kind of hoping that we were going to be able to extend our season a little bit for a few individuals, but really gutsy performances out there. We kind of knew, honestly, that that's where our teams were going to finish. You crunch the numbers, and that was pretty much where we thought we would be. But yeah, a few surprises there. We had actually quite a few PRs on the girls' team, with Finley getting a PR. Maggie Hayden had a PR. Gabby Stauffer PR'd. Some PRs on the guys' side as well, too. So setting herself up well. Now, a couple of our runners today, obviously, they're seniors, and so we won't see them again. We had all four of our senior girls, our only seniors on either team, run today. And so, they left it all out there. Even if some things didn't shake out the way that we wanted to, especially with some of those returners, really set themselves up for a good return for next year. Guys, again, we kind of keep improving throughout the season here. We had another PR from Matthew Kirkhoff, who was only 7 seconds behind Andrew Heron. And to start to see that spread of for our guys, top five, but even the top seven, start to get smaller, that's what we need to see. We need to see some more depth and some more quality, and then we've got that. And all of the guys are coming back next year. We've got a few ringers coming in, so just some real positives looking forward here. So, the idea yesterday, as we did kind of our visualization or meeting, was we want to leave it all out there. The idea was we want more. We didn't get more this time, but we're setting ourselves up to get to even more in the future. So.
And Coach, you do have a lot of underclassmen coming back for next season. What is your hope that from an experience like this at this race that they take into the off season and bring into next year for you?
Yeah, I hope it keeps them hungry a little bit, and also to see kind of what it takes. So we saw some all-time state performances here today, a 14:45 to win the guys race. So to be at a race like this that does so deep, both leaves you a little bit hungry, but also shows you what you can do. I mean, to be at the end of the season and some of these guys have shaved off like 2 or 3 minutes to say, let's start there next year, let's not wait till the end of the season to get there, I think it does realize like, hey, we can do this, we can hang, but we got a lot of work to do. And so hopefully it's a good mix of we're proud of ourselves, but we know what it takes to get to the next level. So,
and for your seniors, any final thoughts for them as they head off into the off season and off to career or running in their adult life?
Yeah, they should just be really, really, really proud. The seniors, it's not just that they're good runners, but they're good people, they're good leaders for our team. And I can say that every year, but especially the four that we've got this year, we're really going to miss them, not only for their competitiveness and for their team scores, but just because what they bring to the team as a whole. So they're always part of our cross-country family, and we know that they're going to stay in touch, and they've still got a few some good things ahead. They're competitors in some other sports, and so they're going to have some other opportunities there, so we'll cheer them all on. And a few of them are going to be looking to compete at the next level too, and so I'm excited to see what they've got going forward.
All right. Thank you for your time, Coach.
Appreciate it,
Michael. Thank you. That was Coach Michael Ronick of the Iowa Falls Alden Cadets. This is Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports.